of peace.
Yeah, page 143. Avodah Rishona. He has an idea. First, the first work of a person in the world. Sha'aloti is Avrich. Some Avrich asked me, Kvodarev, Your Honor, Aleize Inyan La'avod Rishon Ba'Yibodedut, what is the first thing I should work on in the Yibodedut? Amalti lo, Ata shaloti amal avod, Kilo ata lo ose averot. I told him, what, you're asking me what to work on as if you don't do any averas and you have only a few things left, so you're asking which one is the best. אם אכן אתה כבר לא עושה עבירות ורק רוצה לדעת באיזה דרגות להתעלות עכשיו אז אני מבין את השאלה שלך. If you're not doing averas and you just want to know now which levels now to grow in, I understand your question. But you, אתה חוטב ופושע כל יום בעבירות חמורות, but every day you're חוטב ופושע in the worst sins with your eyes, שעובר על לא תטורו ולא תנאף ולא תחמוד ולא תדעבה ונשמע את הכל דבר רע, התרחק מן הקיוב ועוד ועוד, all these things that do new. אתה בא ושואל אותי על מה לעבוד קודם? And you come and ask me what to work on first? כאילו שאתה קודש קדושים. As if you're the holy of holies. רק נשאר לך לברר על מה לעבוד עכשיו, and now you just have to clarify what you have to work on now. קודם כל, יומם ולילה תבכה להשם. First of all, day and night, you should cry to Hashem, שתהיה נקי, and you'll be clean, ושתפסיק לעשות עבירות, and you'll stop doing these עבירות. Once you clean up this new, come and I'll tell you what to do. Adam צריך לדעת שזה הניסיון שבשבילו הוא בא לעולם. A man needs to know this is the test. That's why he came to this world. גם אם יהיה למדן, even if he's a למדן, a learned man, מזכה רבים, he teaches Torah all over. גם הוא צריך לעמוד בניסיון בשבילו הוא בא לעולם. Also, this kind of person needs to withstand the test that for it, this is the reason he came to this world. And he must clean himself from this taiva which is called Zuhamat HaNachash, the filth of the serpent. Okay. Yeah, I read it in the art spot. It says serpent.
The evil snake.
אדם הולך ברחוב, a person walks in the street, הוא מסתכל על מה שלא שייך לו, and he's looking at what doesn't belong to him. כל הנשים בעולם לא שייכות לו. All the women in the world don't belong to him. גם אלו שעדיין לא זכו להקים בית, even a person he didn't marry yet to build a house, he's not married yet, אסור להם להסתכל ולראות ראיות אסורות. Also they can't look at the prohibited sites. Yeah? To see a woman, first of all, to see a woman which is not snoot, right? She attracts you, is the isu d'oraisa. If she's a snoot woman, like those women who walk in Nasharim covered from the, and you saw, you're not over isu d'oraisa, not even over isu d'rabana. Okay, you're not sure if it's a man under there, a terrorist under there, or a woman. You don't know what's going on there.
Or walking along with
fire. Yeah, you don't know what it is. Yeah, it's not even isu. I mean, even if a person stumps news and you say, no, you're not going to use the license.
Huh?
No.
Unless you're
stumping the license. Not use the license, what?
You might start thinking, oh, maybe it's a woman over there.
You know? Yeah, of course, that's what I said. Not
what she looks like.
That's what I said. It's not use the license. Yeah? To see a not news woman is use the license. What's a not news woman? Either she's revealed. Or even if she's not revealed, but everything's tight and you see the form of a body, is Isu Doraisa. Look at that. Doraisa. Huh?
I see the irony is that they draw more attention to themselves.
Yeah, they could draw more attention than by it. It's better to draw this way attention than everyone else in the street looking at them. And seeing the form of the body. Henish, Venisha, Izaru, Galim, Gashim. Both a man and a woman should be careful, when not married, should be careful from doing horrible things. ורק יתפללו ויחכו בסבלנות עד שיבוא הזיווג שלהם בזמן שהשם ירצה שיבוא. And they should pray and wait patiently that their zivug will come in the right time, in the right in the time that Hashem wants.
He shouldn't go looking.
What?
He shouldn't go looking.
Not looking, and not worse things that we don't want to specify out here right now.
So you're supposed to look at the woman before you do it.
That you have to do. If it depends on your level, how much you have to look.
You're not going to look, but you wait till
You don't know. He's here before the wedding. Fine, but that person will walk in the street now and see what they're all single here. I'm not marrying them, right? Right? A little bit set up.
There were two interesting instances.
Was that?
Two interesting instances at that point. One was I told you was Sar Shalom or Kayah.
One of the Bells,
back in Bells itself. When he was with Good Yeshiduf, he asked if you see the bride, because you have to, it said you have to see her to make sure that it's not disgusting, so that afterwards you may not want her. He says, I'm not going to look at her after the wedding either, so why should I look at her before?
Yeah, very holy.
There's another one. There was a blind person in the grass community. I want to get married. The grass said, you can't get married. But you can't look to see the wife to see if it's desirable. And the guy gives up, I'm not going to be able to see her anyhow, so what's it good? So, we'll go back and forth, find the grass said, shame close, and the guy became able to see. I said, okay, get married.
The mice said, we could get married,
Yeah, some kind of way did a chumrah.
Of course, a person has to be very careful from the choshech, from this darkness, this tehom. Talking a lot with women, and of course, not to talk with women. They're not allowed to talk. Yeah. For example, it's very simple. You get on the phone. You get on the phone to even to a phone company. Let's say it's a woman answering, or to be cold as the weather now in New York. Okay? Or anywhere else there in
Minnesota.
Yeah, Minnesota, right? Minus 40.
Is this freezing in California?
Wait, what is
not California
didn't
get so cold.
What is not talking a lot have to do with the manner of speech?
Northern California.
When you talk a lot with women, you come to Yisurim. Especially, not only single people, everyone. Be cold, like anything. Cold. No conversations with women. When we were in Chile, I remember I asked the Rav before we went. He said, you talk with the guys. In general, you can talk with everyone. When you're talking conversations, like direct, one-on-one, you talk with the guys and your wife with the girls. Well, chashuv.
When you go to the store, does women know the cashier?
So you do what you have to do. Cold.
Be polite, but not over.
There's two ways, yeah? A person comes in, the secretary. Shalom, Ashlomech Hayo, is this Simla Yafa? La 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 la. La Beseder. That's so, it's a pretzel.
Yeah, right, that's crossing one.
Yeah, if a person comes and says.
Cold, though, cold is opposite.
No, it'd be cold. What does that mean? Cold and polite, meaning no feelings. Shalom, Bakatov. Shalom, Bakatov, yeah, you have to be very polite and respect everyone. So, Daraba, after you did your service, then you might say the cashier or whatever. No, we're going to have a conversation now. It's called flirting.
What about with female relatives on the phone?
Also?
On the phone? Mm-hmm. Not
your wife talk to them.
Is she busy?
Huh?
Is she busy?
So you're also busy. She'll be right there, or call later. You don't have a conversation on the phone. And if you have a conversation, so very
short.
Yeah, it could be some.
Should ask how they are.
You can ask how her husband is. You can ask her how her husband's doing, or her kids are doing. But not that old.
You don't say mashlom bet. No, mashlom.
Mashlom chem. Yeah, that's a shochan aruch. Shochan aruch says you don't ask. Gemara says you don't ask for shlom isha. You can't even ask your friend, oh, how's your wife doing?
They
send regards to your wife.
They have a family.
Only I can tell Yosef send regards to your wife.
They have a family.
What?
They have a family.
Yeah.
Okay.
How are you doing in general? How are you doing? How are you guys doing, you know? Shoresh achet. I know you guys are older. I don't know, I'm really hard to stay. So, Shoshachet, the root of the sin. כל העניין הזה להסתכל במה שלא שייך לאדם, זה למעשה החטא של חווה. This whole Indian to look at what doesn't belong to a person is the maise, it comes from the sin of Chava. שממנו נמשך כל הרע של העולם. From it is drawn down all the bad in the world. בשביל להמחיש זאת, נתאר לעצמנו. In order to make it sensible that we understand this well, let's describe to ourselves that some, איזה אדם ישר, שלא יתעקם לשכל, some straight guy whose brain did not get crooked. הוזמן לעמון המלך, עדי המלך עבודו בעצמו, was invited to the king's palace by the king himself. הוא מגיע לעמון, מה יש לו לומר? He comes to the field, to the palace, and what does he have to say? גן עדן של עמון. ממש גן עדן. אלו תענוגות, pleasures, אלה גינות, beautiful gardens around. המלך מקבל את פניו בברכה. The king receives, greets him. Yeah, greets him nicely, ואומר לו, הסתכל על כל זה, הכל שלך. Look at whatever you want, it's all yours. תשתמש במה שאתה רוצה. Use whatever you want. תטייל לכאן שאתה רוצה. Yeah. Take a tour around wherever you want. כל הארמון, על כל הגפת, the whole palace, all the rooms, all the sides, everything. All the ginot, all the places, everything you can look. תהנה. Enjoy yourself. רק הגבלה אחת אני מבקש. Only one restriction I'm asking. יש כאן חדר קטנטן, אל תיכנס לשם בבקשה. There's a little room here in the corner. Please don't enter there. Okay? כל אחד שיש לו איזה יושר, any person who has some straight mind, right, in his brain, איך היה מגיב לדבר כזה? How would you react to such a thing? אלה תודות למלך, such thanks to the king, איזה אושר, הכרת הטוב. Thank you so much, right? הוא היה שמח, הוא מודה, הוא היה happy and thanking the king. וגם המלך לא היה נותן לו כלום, even if the king wouldn't have given him anything. רק היה מכניס אותו לארמון. He just would have let him come into the palace. ואם גם היה נותן לו איזה פינה קטנה בארמון, even if he would have given him a little corner in the palace, ואילו עושר, שמחה היה מתמלא, he would have filled up with such עושר. מה זה עושר?
Rich?
No, Alex. Delight and happiness. ולא היה יודע איך להודות. And he wouldn't have known even how to thank Hashem, how to thank the king so much. ועכשיו שהמלך, you know, הכל, in this case, the king gave him everything. הוא אומר לו שהכל בידו, he tells him everything is your hand. Enjoy, walk around, do whatever you want. איך יודע למלך, how could he thank the king? ועדיין שלא יחשוב כלל להיכנס לחדר הקטן הזה. Of course he wouldn't have think at all to go into that little room. They got on a shumakon, melech lo yotze, not even anywhere. If the king doesn't let him go somewhere, he shouldn't go. Hanimshalu, the parallel is, שכאשר הקדוש ברוך הוא יצר את האדם הראשון, אמר הקדוש ברוך הוא, he created האדם הראשון, הוא שם אותו בגן עדן, he put him in גן עדן, שאין בעולם ארמון כזה, in the world, there's not even such a palace, in the whole world, בגינות כאלה, such gardens, ותענוגות כאלה, such pleasures, והכל נתן לו לרשותו, שישתמש ויתענג, and everything he gave him, it's his, but his belongings, to use and to have enjoy, בלי שום הגבלה, without any restriction, מלבד עץ אחד, right? Provide only one tree, שלא יאכל רק ממנו, one tree, don't eat, okay? מותר לו לנגור קוצים, or you can dance around it, you can go over, you can touch it, לטפס, you can climb in it, you can cut it, do whatever you want with the tree. רק שלא יוכל ממנו, don't eat. Okay, just don't eat the fruit. What's the big deal? Cut it down, do whatever you want. Just don't eat the fruit. אם האדם הראשון הייתה עין טובה והיה שמח בחלקו, אם האדם הראשון had a good eye, he would have been happy with this portion, הוא לא היה מתעסק בכלל עם העץ הזה. He wouldn't have even dealt with this tree. אלא מתחיל להודות ולהלל ולשבח. Rather, he would have begun thanking and praising Hashem. ויחד עם חווה הולך לקייל לראות באש בעולם הזה החדש נברא בשבילה. Together with Chava, he would have taken a honeymoon and walked around to see what is in this new world that the Lord, that the Creator created for them. הרי באותו יום שנבראו ככלו. Behold, the same day that they were created, they blemished already. ריבונו של עולם, מה קרה? For heaven's sake. מה יש פה? Gayim anachash itziya lechava mashitzkiya. Even if the snake did offer chava, whatever you offered, upita ota eshe pita, and he seduced her the way he seduced her. Lama miyahu kukach? Why do they hurry so much to sin? Hari here's man. There's time. Vayu yicholim lechakot rega echad. They could have held back a moment. Velomar, they could have said, lifnei sheyitiyachez le davar masug hazeh, before we even check out what he's offering, how about nireh ma Hashem barakan or ma Hashem sam bagan? Let's first see what else is in the ganim, in the garden over here. Eze olam nifla bara. Let's see how wonderful the world that he built. Hava ne'eneh. Let's have fun, itaneg, enjoy. Lifnei shenatchil itasek im mashu acher b'cha. Before we even begin dealing with something else. Rak ha'etz hazeh chasar lanu. The only thing we're lacking is this tree. Odo ra'inu, lo ne'enu mikla mishal ha'gan. We didn't see, we didn't have enjoy yet the rest of the garden.
Shabbat shalom.
So what's the source of this sin?
That they Yotzi. Ubeemet. Ayaza anacha. It's called the bad eye. Bad eye they had. They weren't happy with their
question. The source is the woman. But before he sinned, how can you say he had a bad eye?
What?
Before Adam sinned, or you not? How can you say they had a bad eye?
They had. They were born with it. They were born. They weren't born. They were created with it.
They created with a bad eye?
Yeah. That was their nisayon. Break it. Have a good eye.
What?
That was their test. To break the bad eye and have a good eye.
Yeah, you want to say they had free choice before they sinned?
Of course. Top. We'll stop over here. We'll learn some stories. Much more.